WSGR, New Boston, Portsmouth.
It's a good day, good day.
It is a good day to be alive, a good day to talk about Catholic radio, and a good day to hear from you at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. That's the way you can join the fun and the giving during this fall spirit drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm the host of Answering the Call, and we've got some work cut out for us, which we'll talk about in a second. But this spirit drive, we're honoring deacons, and it's just been such a joy to get to have deacons on that I've known before from Answering the Call, or new ones that I'm getting to meet. So, and one of them is on the line with me now. I have Deacon Chris Walsh from St. Matthew's in Gahanna. Good morning, Deacon Walsh.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you this morning?
I am good. And I love that you're from St. Matthew's in Gahanna on the east side, a big, powerful parish. Would you start us off before we do anything else with a prayer this morning?
Certainly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we adore you, for every good thing comes from you. We especially praise and thank you for the gift of radio, and especially St. Gabriel Radio, to allow us to spread your word, your gospel, throughout the world, using the internet as well. These are true gifts from you, God, and they are good. And we ask also for your blessing, and that you fill us with your grace, lead us to you, and help us align our will with your will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, we so appreciate the deacons that have been joining us in the Spirit Drive. You gentlemen do so much for our parishes. And I'll tell you what our goals are, and I'm going to ask you to give a special shout out to your own parish or any other challenges you want to throw out there, Deacon. But between now and 1 p.m., our goal remaining, we started with 40. We're just cutting it down. We only have 22 left to go. So we're really making great headway towards this goal. And this is kind of the midday. We're kind of entering midday. And that's sometimes when, you know, calls will lessen because maybe people aren't in the car as much or whatever. But we are hitting it strong. So thank you so much for picking up that phone, 614-459-4820. So we're looking for 22 gifts total between now and 1 p.m. 9 of those we would like to be sustaining members. A sustaining membership is $20 or more a month. And a lot of people who are already sustaining members are increasing their sustaining membership by $5, $10, $20. Or some of them are just giving an additional gift in addition to their sustaining membership. We were looking for that as well. Any gift, one-time gift, no matter how large, how small, is all good. We are looking for a leadership gift. As I mentioned, that's $1,000. We're looking for a gold leader gift of $5,000. We picked up our business member last hour, but still always welcome new business memberships. And all callers who pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 get entered to win an all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama, which is awesome. And all current and new sustaining members during the drive are invited to stop by the station and receive a hardcover prayer book, the Bible Rosary, the Life of Jesus. So these are ways we're thanking you and encouraging you to participate and keep the blessing of Catholic radio growing strong. So definitely pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. So Deacon Walsh, do you want to give a invitation to your parish, St. Matthew's in Gahanna, this morning?
Certainly. I would definitely challenge all the members of St. Matthew, the Apostle Parish, to give generously to the St. Gabriel Radio program by calling 614-459-4820 or getting online at stgabrielradio.com. But I would also like to challenge members of my Knights of Columbus Council, St. Margaret of Patrona Council, 12939, that you also get on the phone or get online and give to St. Gabriel Radio. And finally, I'm also a member of a Wilderness Outreach, which is formed by John Bradford out of Lancaster, Ohio. And I challenge all members of Wilderness Outreach who are listening today to get on the phone. Call 614-459-4820 or get online at stgabrielradio.com and give a generous donation, because it's St. Gabriel Radio which allows us to spread Jesus' word, the gospel, throughout the world.
I love those challenges, especially mentioning Knights of Columbus and Wilderness Outreach. You know, we're in a time where we really need our men to come forward and be strong spiritual leaders in their homes, their domestic churches, in their parishes. And I think Catholic Radio is one of the ways that they can learn to do that. I think about Father Larry Richards, Be a Man. And I think about Chris Stefanik and other speakers who really can challenge, like at the Columbus Men's Conference, powerful speakers that feed the men, give them the catechesis that they may have missed for whatever reason growing up, and, give them the truth, the beauty, and fortify them, because I think, the male leadership has been under such attack. It's been so undermined in so many facets of our society. So Catholic Radio, just one of the many benefits. So let's hear from the men, especially this half hour, 614-459-4820. We had a gift coming in while you were speaking, Deacon. I want to say thank you to Chris and Kathy at St. Joan of Arc. They increased their sustaining membership, and they are giving in honor of Deacon Jim Elkert at St. Joan. They say he is our cousin. He was on with me yesterday. He's a friend that goes way back to a faith-sharing group we were both in way back in the day. So I love that people are honoring their deacons. And please call in to honor our guest deacon today, Deacon Chris Walsh. And you can do that, 614-459-4820. And Deacon, you're one of our newer deacons, aren't you?
I am, along with Deacon Jim Elkert and Deacon Doug Iglesias and Deacon Eric Wright and Deacon Jeff Hurley, you just heard about from the last couple hours. We are all ordained November 7th, 2020, at St. Paul Parish in Westerville.
And what particularly was it that led you to hear that call and say yes to that call to be a deacon?
Well, it's interesting. The first time was I was having lunch with one of my cousins. I have 20 cousins, and one of them lives up in Akron. We were having lunch. We were talking about abortion and other issues, and she looked at me and said, "Have you ever thought about being a deacon?" And I had never thought about it in my entire life. We had deacons. We had really good deacons. I was at St. Brendan at the time. Deacon Wiggins of happy memory. Deacon Jim Morris was another one who was a good leader at St. Brendan. And so I started thinking about it. And what's interesting is years later when I thanked her for getting me to think about this, she said, "I don't remember telling you that." Which means it was the Holy Spirit working through her. And we need to listen to the Holy Spirit, and hopefully the Holy Spirit is telling people to call St. Gabriel Radio, because this radio cannot operate without money. It'd be nice if we could get by without money, but we can't. So if you could call 614-459-4820 and make a generous pledge, other Holy Spirit movements will be happening throughout our country and in our diocese, and that will really make Jesus smile.
Right. And I think you really raise a good point. It'd be nice if it could just operate on its own. But in a way, it's really like that's kind of God's grace. It's there, but we have to cooperate with it, right? So, St. Gabriel Radio has been a gift. There were people with a vision who established it, sacrificed a lot to get it up and running. And so many people who have been a part of the station, the volunteers, the countless volunteers, all the blood, sweat, and tears, all the challenges, the times we thought, oh, is it going to make it through this challenge? And it always did, because God's hand's on it and the Holy Spirit is on it. And I think participating in it, not just by listening to it, but by funding it, with your own hard-earned dollars, is a way you take ownership in that. This is your Catholic radio station that you're a part of, just like you're a part of the church. You are the church. Well, you are St. Gabriel Catholic Radio as well. And we could not do this without you praying for us and without you supporting us. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. And we want to hear from you. Again, 22 callers we're looking for between now and 1 p.m., 9 sustaining members, $20 or more a month. We're looking for one more leadership gift, one gold leadership gift at $5,000, and we'd love another business member as well. So 614-459-4820. So Deacon Walsh, any exciting programs going on over there at St. Matthew's? I know it's been a troubling year for all of us. Some parishes had to close down, and they're kind of getting up and running, but anything going on that's exciting you want to share?
Definitely. There are several things. First, we have a men's breakfast pretty much every Saturday morning. Starts around 7 o'clock in the morning. A bunch of men gather in the undercroft at the church, and we have breakfast, and we'll watch a short video on some religious subject. And then we discuss it, and it's a really good time for men to get together. As you indicated, the men are vital to keeping the church going. And while I mentioned men, I should say that I would like to offer this half hour to my father, who just passed away this past Monday on Labor Day.
He
was an amazing leader to me, an amazing father, and I love him to death. And I will be blessed to be able to preach at his funeral on Saturday, tomorrow, actually.
Oh, how beautiful. So it's
been
pray
wonderful.
For us.
Now, the other thing we're doing at St. Matthew the Apostle, that's just a new thing that I'm really excited about. It's called The Search, and it starts on Mondays. I think it's September. I think it's the last Monday in September. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But it's an invitation for all St. Matthew parishioners to invite others to come and have a meal and watch a video and discuss, you know, why we're here. Why did God make us? You know, what's our purpose? What's our role? And it's a beautiful opportunity to evangelize and spread the faith, because we need to grow the church. That's what Jesus told us to do, go and make disciples of all nations, and nations have people. So we've got to reach out to the people. And we do that at St. Gabriel Radio by sending in our gifts, our pledges, to 614-459-4820 or at stgabrielradio.com.
Beautiful. And I love that. I love these parish programs, which we find out, by the way, through Catholic Radio. We learned what's going on at parishes, because you don't have to be a member necessarily of St. Matthew's, right? You could, if someone's listening
Correct.
And saying, that sounds fun and exciting, and I could benefit from that. So good. And this is how we find out what's going on around the diocese. It's how people participate in a lot of the live events, the conferences, the men's, women's, the Sacred Heart, or whatever it is. People can participate through the airwaves with it. And that's part of the benefit of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, connecting us as one big family, Central Ohio and beyond. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We want to see these phones continue to light up. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli with Deacon Chris Walsh. Let's hear from you, St. Matthew's in Gahanna and St. Pius in Reynoldsburg. Meanwhile, we're going to go to an audio clip. It is Aaron Richards from Beyond Damascus, and this clip is called Empower. So let's give a listen.
I want to start with three very simple and very profound truths of what God wants to do. Say what? What God wants to do. Here we go. Number one, God satisfies the hungry heart. Okay. Seek and you will ask and you will knock and the door will be. Okay. Blessed are those who hunger, Jesus says, for they will be satisfied. Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink, Jesus says, right? It's not only what he says, it's what he does. Amen. Behold, I'll be with you always until the end of the age. How does he do it? He does it through food and through drink, through the Eucharistic feast. God wants to satisfy our hunger. Amen? Okay, number two, God wants us to want more. He satisfies our hunger and he wants us to stay hungry. Here we go. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Okay, he says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, this is one of the most hilarious places in Scripture, okay? He says, earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. Okay, when's the last time you used the word earnestly desire in standard conversation? It's not typical of our language, right? What are maybe other translations that we could use here? I looked up the biblical usage of the terms here. Earnestly desire, what does it mean? It means to burn with zeal, okay? To desire earnestly, to strive after, to busy oneself about that thing that you desire. To exert oneself for the other. There's even a word that says to envy. Okay? When St. Paul says earnestly desire, maybe an appropriate translation would be zealously pursue. All right, I'm not just making... Does anybody know Mary Healy? Dr. Mary Healy? She's a good friend. She serves on the Pontifical Biblical Commission. She was one of the first women ever appointed to the Pontifical Biblical Commission. 2 years ago, we were having a conversation over lunch at a conference, and this idea had been presented that maybe a better translation of earnestly desire would be zealously pursue. And at lunch, Mary mentioned, she said, you know, that thing that you were saying about the translation of Acts or of 1 Corinthians 14, and all of a sudden, my friend Patrick and I kind of braced ourselves for like critical feedback that we're retranslating Scripture. She was like, I agree with that. I wish that I had been here about a month ago, because I just submitted my final edit for the newest translation of the New American Bible. And I was like, you have the power to translate the Bible? So, from the words of Mary Healy, zealously pursue the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All right, But Aaron, isn't it inappropriate to ask for gifts? Okay, here's the deal. I appreciate the sentiment, but it stands contrary to the words of St. Paul. Okay, here we go. I mean, here's a pointer for life, right? Don't be ridiculous. Don't be selfish. Those are good things. But the gifts of the Spirit are poured out for the upbuilding of the church, that we might actually accomplish the will of God, which is to love with our whole heart, mind, and body, right? These are the tools that it takes for us to love. Be hungry for them. St. Paul says. Number three, God blesses persistence and perseverance. He satisfies our hunger. He wants us to stay hungry, and he blesses persistence. One of my favorite quotes of this is in the Old Testament. Jacob is wrestling with an archangel. That's just awesome in itself, right? And he's winning, right? They're engaged in this battle, and Jacob won't let go of the angel of God. And his response to the angel is in Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And what happened? The angel of God blessed him. "I will not let you go until you bless me," that God honors perseverance.
And that was the voice of Aaron Richards, our own Aaron Richards from the Diocese of Columbus, director up there at the Damascus Ministries and the show Beyond Damascus, which he and, by the way, our other local hero is Dan Demite, are on that show, and it's been picked up by EWTN. You can hear that 8 p.m. Saturdays, 5 p.m. Sundays. You know how cool it is that the Holy Spirit is inspiring more local Catholic, Central Catholic people to be really proclaiming the word with such power, empowering people like he's doing in this clip. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Deacon Chris Walsh from St. Matthew's in Gahanna. And you know, with the Holy Spirit, anything is possible. And Deacon, we had an amazing gift come in during that clip that I'd like to share with you and our listeners, because I think this person is someone who has responded in a very powerful way to the Holy Spirit to understand, embrace, and proclaim the goodness of Catholic radio, all the many benefits. This is a parishioner who wishes to remain anonymous, but they are from Immaculate Conception in Columbus, and they have become given a gold leadership gift.
Oh, wow.
And I think we
praise
need
God.
Even, yes, praise God. There we go, the horns and the woohoo, because that is a $5,000 gift. When you think about that mathematically, this generous person from Immaculate Conception has given the equivalent of 20 sustaining members. So, I mean, it's just crazy. And we are so honored, so touched that the Holy Spirit inspired this generous giver from Immaculate Conception. And this person says he is a revert. Okay, so a revert is someone who has come back to the Catholic Church that the Holy Spirit has led back with passion. Obviously, this person has passion. He says, "I listen all day." He loves Father John Ricardo. He loves Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. He loves Catholic Answers, and he is so glad he is back to the faith. And Anonymous from Immaculate Conception, we are so glad you are in our listening family to show the way to giving with abandon, just listening to the Holy Spirit, letting the Holy Spirit move your heart. And I challenge you to kind of radically give right now, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. And I want to say one more thank you to Connie at my parish, St. Pius X. Connie, you've heard the challenge. You've become a sustaining member. That's $20 or more a month. Thank you and welcome to the sustaining membership. And you say you love Catholic radio because it speaks the truth and it uplifts life. I couldn't say that better. Don't you kind of feel that same thing about Catholic radio, Deacon Walsh, the truth and the uplifting?
Definitely. It and I think when we listen to Catholic radio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, we marinate in the truth, and it seeps into our pores and becomes part of us. So, for example, years before I was actually studying to be a deacon, I was listening to St. Gabriel Radio, and I was listening to Catholic Answers in particular, one of my favorite programs as well. And I'd gone to Mass on August 15th. It was the Feast of the Assumption, And I'd come home. It was a Saturday. It was a nice day. I'm working around the house. A woman and her high school age daughter come to the door, knock on the door. I answer the door. She goes, do you believe in the Bible? I said, absolutely. The Bible's amazing. And do you know what today is? Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And you know what that means? That means Mary said yes to God, and she gave us Jesus. If she said no, Jesus wouldn't have been born, and we wouldn't have access to eternal life in heaven with God. Such an amazing day, and I'm so glad you came and know that you believe in the Bible. And would you pray for me? And I will pray for you. And she looks at me dumbstruck. Her eyes are wide open, and she hands me a tract and walks away, and I shut the door, and it was a Jehovah's Witness. Had no idea who it was I was talking to. But it was only because I was listening to Catholic Answers, and I knew enough about my faith because I didn't get that growing up. I was a baptized Catholic, cradle Catholic, but I didn't know squat about my faith. But listening to Catholic Answers gave me the courage to speak the truth and love to this woman. And I think all of us do that. If we listen to Catholic radio on a daily basis and we understand our faith more fully, then we can share it. And that would be because we know the truth and we're confident in what we know because we hear it every day on the radio. So I would encourage everybody who's listening to please give generously to St. Gabriel Radio by calling 614-459-4820 or getting online at stgabrielradio.com. You will not regret the gift that you give.
That is such a powerful testimony, Deacon Walsh, and you have no idea what that one woman, how she may then turn and spread the seeds of truth among people she knows. And like you said, God just gave you the right thing to say because you heard it on Catholic radio. It was timely. That's what radio is timely. God, it's uncanny. And just like you say, what God provides on the airwaves on a given day when you're struggling with something, you're asking for direction, and bang, there it is. So he's using this. The Holy Spirit is using this. You mentioned Mary, also our Blessed Mother, and we are honoring her this drive, Mary, our model. And so, you know, maybe you have a great Marian love, a great Marian devotion. You want to give in honor of her. So you can do that, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. You know, and that personal testimony you just shared, I love to hear those too. So share that with us. And we had more calls coming in while you were speaking. So I want to say thank you to Christine at St. Mark in Lancaster for your online gifts. She says, I love the clarification on the church's teaching, especially when it encounters society's beliefs about the church. And that's a point. It's so good that you said that, Christine, because that's what I was what struck me when you were talking, Deacon, because you were saying Catholic Answers. Well, there are answers. There are answers and reasons for everything the church teaches, for everything the church proclaims and carries out, where other people, like she's saying, in society have these twisted understandings. And why do you have so many rules and blah, blah, blah? It's only to give us freedom. It's only to give us joy. But sometimes we don't understand why these things do take place. Why do we take a hard stand on life? You know, why do we take a hard stand on this issue that society is saying, hey, you know, you're way too heavy, get with the program. But there are reasons. God has given us solid reasons. And so when we hear Catholic radio, we're able to share that with others. So thank you, Christine, for pointing that out. And thank you, Grace, from St. Francis de Sales. And she is giving her online gift in honor of Deacon Eric Wright, who is her dad, Deacon Dad, Eric Wright, who just joined us. So that's from his daughter, Grace. And we love it. Please give in honor of your deacons, whether that's Deacon Chris Walsh, who's joining me this half hour on the Fall Spirit Tribe, or your favorite deacon. And it could be a deacon living or deceased, of course. So my gosh, we are just doing terrific. We still are looking for 18 more goals. We have about 4 minutes of broadcast in this half hour. Looking for total gifts remaining 18. And considering we started at 40, this is awesome. So between now and 1 p.m., 18 more. We're looking for only seven more sustaining members. We've had so many given, 17 since 10 o'clock. We're looking for one more leadership gift of 1,000. We had one already. We're looking for one more. And we did hit our goal of a gold leadership at 5,000. We did hit our goal of a business membership. But gosh, you know, and praise God for these generous gifts. But we don't have to limit God, right? We don't have to put him in a box. So we can surpass those goals. Please don't be limited because someone else called in with that business membership or that gold leadership gift. You can do that too. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. And Deacon Walsh, I was thinking in that clip with Aaron Richards, you know, he's got this powerful ministry with young adults. Do you as a deacon get to witness faith to younger Catholics, whether they're high school or college or young adults?
Yes. St. Matthew, the Apostle Parish, has a wonderful youth ministry. It's led by Maggie Smith. She's an amazing woman. And these kids are just in love with Jesus, and it's fun to see. So I've been helping them with Holy Hours. And be doing more stuff this year. And I also get to give talks occasionally to some of the students at Christ the King Church in the school by Mrs. Case Streitenberger, who teaches 7th and 8th grade religion. So I get an opportunity to teach or work with, speak with, and mentor these beautiful children at Christ the King as well. So we're really blessed in this diocese with so many good Catholic schools and good Catholic teachers, and we've got some amazing children that we need to keep praying for because, as you know, they drift. The statistics are not good. But St. Gabriel Radio, I think, if you donate and we continue to spread the faith, we can maybe turn the tide and keep these children from drifting and being influenced by the secular culture and keep them tied to Jesus because that's where their faith is. And that clip you played I thought was interesting because he talked about being hungry. Jesus wants us to be hungry. We have to pour ourselves out. We fill ourselves up with all kinds of garbage, you know, inappropriate images on the internet. We fill ourselves with inappropriate substances, excess alcohol, illegal drugs, that kind of stuff, because we're looking for something mm-hmm. and we're not finding it. St. Mm-hmm. Augustine said, we're not going to be happy until we're happy with Jesus. We need to fill ourselves up with Jesus. So that's what Jesus wants. He wants us to feed on him. He is the true bread, the true life. We can't have life without him. We have to drink his blood, eat his flesh, and it's such a powerful image. But we have to pour ourselves out first, because if we're filled up with these other things, we don't have room for Jesus. So my prayer is for everybody listening that we all reach that state where all we want is Jesus, and there's nothing else other than Jesus that we're striving for.
Amen, brother. Boy, I could not have said that better. Powerful words. You inspired yet another gift while you were speaking. And I want to say thank you to Donna at St. Mary Magdalene. She has become a sustaining member at $20 or more a month. So she is pledging her ongoing support for this beautiful apostolate. She shares what she learns during the day with her kids at the dinner table. So there she is, being an evangelist in her domestic church. They used to go play video games. Now they stick around to talk about the faith. And that ties in with what you just said, Deacon, because while kids are drifting, I believe that when they are presented with the truth, just like all of us, there's something in their soul, their heart that resounds. And so we can feed them with Catholic radio. If they're not listening directly, we can, like Donna just said so beautifully, learn it ourselves, like you did, Deacon, and then witness it to others, and God's going to do amazing things. Can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Certainly. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we adore you. We ask your blessing upon the staff at St. Gabriel Radio, the listeners of St. Gabriel Radio, those who are donating to St. Gabriel Radio, and all that listen to you and support this radio station. We ask your blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Deacon Chris Walsh. Continue to inspire St. Matthew's out there in Gahanna. Next up, we have Deacon Joe Sikira. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, 614-459-4820. The way to give. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Janet Williams from Women of Grace. Thank you for listening and supporting your local Catholic radio station. Please remember to tell everyone you know about how your life has been impacted by this station. We are all called to share the good news, and you are a part of that effort when you invite someone else to listen and become inspired and informed in our Catholic faith. Your financial support is also vital in this work, so please stay tuned and join in this effort.
Thanks, Jeanette. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute. Why do I have to go to confession?
Whoa, when are you going to take all that garbage out?
I don't have to.
But
I don't want to go tell the garbage man about this. He's not a fiery furnace to burn away all my garbage. He's just a man.
If we let the garbage of sin build up in our souls, life gets pretty disgusting. So it's good that Christ told his apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained. That way, Christ's forgiveness of sins won for us on Calvary comes to us even today through the successors of the apostles, Catholic priests. So when we go to confession, we gain the gift of humility by having to speak our sins aloud. Then we receive counsel, and finally, through the mercy of God, we hear the priest say the words that Christ has given him to speak in his name. I absolve